Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast if you want to listen back in time, fmr.co.za. What are we talking about today? Charging your devices. And this is about power. If you bought a mobile phone recently, it probably didn't have a charger in the box with it. And there's actually a good reason for that. Well, besides the manufacturer squeezing even more profits onto their bottom lines. Let me explain. And for the record, I'm really explaining why you need to stop using the charger that you did get with the devices you got in the past. A few things have happened. Firstly, USB-C, which most new devices use. And Apple, I'm raising that eyebrow at your iPhone here. Allow a lot more power down the cable. Even better quality Apple Lightning cables will actually allow that. And we also have this new thing, wireless charging. All of this is a long way of saying devices now allow for something called quick charging. Now, that free charger you did get with the phone some time ago is probably in the 5-watt range if it was the norm. The thing is, a 20-watt charger will in most cases triple the speed of your charging time. That's on your phone with a cable. And wireless chargers are the same for phones. They typically go from 5 watts to 20 watts, typically with the same outcomes. Today's fast charging smartphones range anywhere between 18 to 65 watts worth of power when charging. And the charge times range from 30 minutes to just over an hour. And that's for complete charge. There are even 120-watt super fast charging phones on the market, although these definitely aren't the norm and are probably not what you have in your household. The 15-watt charger that you got with your tablet or iPad can be replaced by a 45-watt charger for the same effect and outcome. A small long-term investment in a high-quality fast charger will pay dividends on your workflow, especially when you're leaving home or the office and you see you are nearly flat. The charger, if bought well, will seriously outlive the lifespan of your devices. However, there are caveats. Firstly, your device needs to be new enough to actually have fast charging capabilities. And if you aren't a complete Luddite, it probably already is. Secondly, there will be a small price to pay on battery life. You see, heat equals degradation of batteries. Faster charging does equal more heat. However, the manufacturers know this and limit their devices to safe levels of heat. So the capacity of how quickly they charge is the capacity of how much current they will allow safely in. But this comes at a price, and that price is that you'll lose a tiny percentage of battery life for this ability, should you keep your device long enough, that is. But in extensive testing, it's been shown that optimizing for battery life on devices seldom pays more than a tiny percentage dividend, and you're better off living a good life than becoming a servant to your devices. Now, for some facts. If we took, let's say, an Apple 5-watt phone charger and replaced it with an 18-watt USB-C charger, the charge level from completely empty after 30 minutes on the old 5-watt charger would put you at the 17% battery full level, whereas the USB-C 18-watt charger would put you at 48%. So for 30 minutes, you would go from less than 20% battery to now nearly half a battery. And if you went to empty after an hour, and most of us are never completely empty, on your old 5-watt charger, you'd be at 33%, and on a new 18-watt charger, you would be at 81%, almost totally full after an hour. And the bottom line is the newer USB-C power delivery fills up an iPhone battery nearly 3 times faster than the 5-watt USB-A charger that Apple includes with new iPhones, or used to include with new iPhones, let's say. And if we took the example of, let's say, a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, an 18-watt USB-C charger yields about 41% after half an hour and 80% after an hour, so almost exactly the same figures. And almost any laptop that charges over USB-C, including most of Apple's MacBooks and top picks from the likes of Asus, Dell, Samsung, etc., charge at their fastest rate with a 60-watt charger. And very few of them come out with a 60-watt charger. Be aware of that. And if you're on a non-proprietary system where it's USB-C, it's super easy to swap them out. Even if a laptop doesn't need that much power, it is worth noting that faster charger is still safe to use and doesn't have any negative effects at all in the laptop brigade. As a top tip, I spent a little bit extra on a bigger charger for my laptop, And that allowed me to hand down my old laptop charger to iPad duties, which in turn the iPad charger became my phone charger. And I ended up upgrading the capabilities of three devices by just buying one. And that's it. And it is a recommendation. Do consider what chargers you're using. Don't just use what you were given by the manufacturer. That is the whole point of having universal cables, and USB-C is that dream, although it's not quite there, and that's for another show one day. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise at podcast@fmr.co.za. Until next week.